It's time for Rhema for Today.
You see, the love of God has been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. That's the same kind of love that God exercised when he sent Jesus. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. The love of God, that means the God kind of love, doesn't it? Has been, not going to be, has been shed abroad. Where? In our hearts. That's that spirit again. That's that inner man again. Where is it? It's in our hearts. Been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. What have you done with it? See, what have you done with it? Well, you're to take that love and be kind.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin wraps up his teaching, God's Anointed Word, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
I went to pastor church way back in 1939. Very first week we're there. My wife and I just straightening up the parsonage, unpacking what few little belongings we've got. And here comes a lady, member of that church. Sat down and talked to us a little bit about, you know, the weather and different things. Finally, she just blurted it out. You knew she had something else on her mind. You know, it'll come out eventually. Brother Hagin, I thought I'd come over here and tell you, because I knew you'd hear about it sooner or later. I wanted to tell you how old Sister So-and-so did me, treated me, or did what she did to me. Well, I recognized when you said Sister So-and-so, a lady is a member of that church, see? And I haven't even been pastor a week there. But I know the lady she's talking about, see? And so then she went on to tell me how she treated her, what she did to her. Went on and on with her story. Here she goes. And finally, I just stopped her. I said, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Wait a minute now, sister, wait a minute. Now, when did this happen? You see, I had preached my first sermon there, our first day on Sunday morning, Sunday night, as pastor. And then I'd gone away to a convention, a state convention, that had been gone a week. See, and then come back and preach the second Sunday, and this is over into the second week, you see. But it's only the first week that we've really been there. And I said, when did this happen? She said, because, see, I was gone there for that week to this convention. She said, well, count off on it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I thought she was going to say, well, it happened 8 days ago. Well, this is about the middle of the second week, so it would have been the middle of that week that I was gone. She said, that'll be 8 years ago next Thursday. And I guess it so shocked me that my mouth fell open, my eyes bugged. She said, now, don't misunderstand me, Brother Hagin. She said, now, I've forgiven her all right. But you know, I never will forget how that old devil treated me. Now, don't any of you young folks going out to pastor church follow my example. You do as I tell you. Yeah. Don't do as I did. You know, without thinking, I'm sitting here, my wife's sitting right here, and this lady's sitting there, and I'm sitting here, and I just put my finger out, and I said, sister, you're a liar. That's a good way to start off. Pastor church, telling people right face to their face they're lying. That's a good way, you know. Make friends and influence people. I mean, oh boy, I did it. Yeah. And I guess that sort of shocked her. I mean, she sat there and batted her eyes like a toad frog in a West Texas hail start. I said, no, sister, you haven't. That's your problem. You haven't forgiven her yet. Because if you had forgiven her, you'd have forgotten it. I don't mean the devil won't bring a picture of it to you, but when he does, you'll just smile and say, well, that's gone. Because, see, go now to Ephesians 4:32. I'm digressing from the subject. Lord wanted me to get off on this to help you. Praise God. Now, listen. Receive with meekness what? The engrafted word. Just the part of it that suits you, though. No. The engrafted word which is able to save your souls. Well, Ephesians 4:32 is a part of that engrafted word. Praise God. Life-giving word. Amen. Be ye kind, tender-hearted one toward another, forgiving one another. How? even as God. Mm-hmm. Even as God has forgiven us, or you, see, for Christ's sake. Well, now, how does God forgive? I'm he that brought out thy transgressions, and I'll not remember thine iniquities. Yeah, but I can't do that. Bible said you can. One lady said to me, yeah, but I know I can't. I said, well, you're God, one's lying about it then. Who's right? You are God. Who's right? You are the Bible. Well, you know, the Bible's right, all right, but I said, you see, you're not receiving the engrafted word with meekness. It'll save your soul. Amen.
Amen.
You see, the love of God has been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That's the same kind of love that God exercised when he sent Jesus. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. The love of God, that means the God kind of love, doesn't it? Has been, not going to be, has been shed abroad. Where?
In our hearts.
In our hearts. That's that spirit again. That's that inner man again.
Amen.
Where is it? It's in our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. What have you done with it? See? What have you done with it? Well, you're to take that love and be kind.
That's right.
Not natural human love, see? It's divine love. Be kind one toward another, forgiving one another, even as God. Even as God. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, did you know that so much of the sickness that people have in their bodies is really caused by things that have happened and things that happen in the soulless realm or the emotional realm of their being? And them harboring things there in their souls, not in their spirits, but in their souls. And you get thinking about that and you feel all hurt right in here, you see. Well, see, that's your emotional realm. You see, your spirit realm's here in your belly. See, the Bible said, out of your belly, innermost being, that would be your spirit, will flow rivers of living water. Amen. But you see, somebody says something nasty about you, it don't bother your belly. You feel hurt right in here. Don't you? I said, don't you? See, that's the emotional part. Some way or another of your being. Your intellect in here. Now, if you won't accept those things in your intellect, get your mind renewed with the Word of God, then when something comes up, you'll just repeat what the Word says. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you can get all kind of deliverance meetings you want to get in on. But they won't none of them save your soul. Get you free from those hang-ups and those things that's in your emotions and mind. Accept the Word of God.
Amen.
Receive with meekness the engrafted Word.
Amen.
Which is able to save your souls.
Amen.
Praise God for the Word.
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 Amen.
All right, let's go back again to James now. And let me show you that he shows you exactly how to get there. You know, there's no maybe so about it, bless God. Now notice, let's pick up here. Wherefore, 21st verse, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness. That means you can lay it apart. You can do it. And receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. But, see, he's not done yet. See, this goes with it too, but. That joins or hooks on what he's about to say to what he's just said. Doesn't it?
Amen.
Joins it. He says, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. Now, my other Bible I usually preach out of, in the margin, instead of saying deceiving, it says, the Greek word says deluding your own self. We got a lot of self-deluded people. Deluding your own self. Deluding your own self. You see, that engrafted word that you receive with meekness, which is able to save your souls, won't work unless you do it. See, you got to receive it first. In other words, I can't reach into my pocket and pull out a pocket knife and open the pocket knife and clean my fingernail if I don't have one. I've got to receive it first. So just because you receive the word don't mean it'll work for you. See, that's where folks miss it. They hear somebody, oh, I've heard that. Yeah, I know that. Yeah, but have you ever done it?
That's right.
Have you ever put it into practice? That's the reason you need to keep hearing it till it gets down on the inside of you and you start doing it.
Amen.
See? But be ye doers of what?
The word.
What did the previous verse say? Receive what? The word. Now, in the next verse he said, do the word.
Yes.
It's amazing how many people get well by just start doing the word.
Amen.
I've seen it for 50 years. I've seen dear people, bless their heart, that for 30 years, like one woman said, I've been enjoying bad health for nearly 30 years.
Oh.
Some of them didn't want to get well because they wouldn't have anything for people to pity them about and feel sorry for them. But this dear lady I'm thinking about right now just lived under a cloud. She is constantly sick. Constantly sick. Christian, yes. Eventually even filled with the Holy Ghost, spoke another tongue. But just lived under a cloud. What do you mean, a cloud? Well, she is constantly thinking about, well, what's, you know, in life. You know, I've had a bad deal in life. Marriage didn't turn out right. Husband left. This happened. This person died. And just think constantly. Just think constantly. And live on that dark side of life.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's 4-CD set entitled Knowing God as Your Father. We're also offering Kenneth W. Hagin's book, Listen to Your Heart. And last but not least is Kenneth E. Hagin's mini-book entitled Obedience and Finances. All these items at the special price of $30. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. Rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Summer Cyber Sale.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. July the 8th through the 9th, Monday and Tuesday, 50% off of all Faith Library items, except, of course, the Legacy Bible.
Yeah.
And you can go to rhema.org for all of the details.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will start a new and powerful teaching from the Rhema Archives. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.